Good morning. We want to welcome you here this morning to Calvary Honolulu. Let's stand together and we'll pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. Lord, we thank you for gathering us together. Lord, we know that it's by your will that you have each and every one of us here. Father, you have us here for a reason, Lord. And we just desire to worship you this morning, Father. We desire to get into your word, Lord. Would you just fill us with your Holy Spirit as we lift your name on high now? Worship.
Moses, and it just speaks of his desire to see the rest of his days just understanding eternal things and rejoicing in the Lord. So follow along with me as I read Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, "Return, O children of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like sleep. In the morning, they are like the grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up, and in the evening, it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath, we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all of our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
Raging seas, you are.
more than enough for us, Lord. We thank you that we do have the privilege to sing to you. Let's all stand together.